Okay, in this passage, the Greek women have now overtaken the Acropolis at Athens, the Acropolis being the so-called high city, the citadel. This was the part of Athens where in earlier times, prehistoric times, Greeks would flee to the high point in the city. They had access to water and they could protect themselves from enemy invasions. At this point in Greek history, it's largely a religious spot for various temples to the gods, and it's the location of the Parthenon, the temple to Athena, where the treasury, that is the resources, the money that the Athenians used to finance their wars and everything else, was housed. And so the women have taken it over, and there's a magistrate standing there at the walls interrogating Lysistrata as to why they have done this. And in this passage, Lysistrata is going to, it's another argument for the legitimacy of women to lead here. And we can think back to our previous chapter on Binti, when she is arguing to the Medusa about why she, as a master harmonizer and based on her training and background, she is qualified to play the role of a mediator. Lysistrata here is going to argue now that the women are going to be the reconcilers. They're going to be the master harmonizers of Athens and Sparta. And the first thing Lysistrata is going to point out is, you know, we're taking over the resources of the state because we do pay attention to politics and we are tired of various politicians. She says Peisander and our leading politicians using these resources to cause problems, to start wars that are in their own interests. And she says, you know, we're going to control the finances here. And the magistrate is incredulous, and he says, "You know, what makes you think you can manage the money?" And she says, "We already know how to do this by managing our household resources." And it's interesting here, a little bit of etymology. The English word economics comes from two Greek words, oikos and nomos. Oikos and nomos. Oikos means a household. It means the whole thing, the family, the resources, the building, so forth. And nomos means a law or a custom. So the oikonomikoi are the laws of household management. So economics originally has its location or has its idea in household management, and it's applied to the state. And so Lysistrata is making a very natural metaphorical leap here by saying we manage the household, therefore we can manage the state. And you hear politicians even today, especially when politicians want to talk about balancing the budget, they'll say things like, you know, you wouldn't allow your own home to your own household to be massively in debt, so we can't allow the government to be in debt like that. So it's a metaphor, as I say, that we still use today. And then she says very boldly here, and it takes the magistrate aback. The magistrate says, "But without war, how will we save ourselves?" And she says, "We'll do that." Okay, so like Binti and like Telemachus before her, she's now making a formal declaration of how she sees the women in the leadership role that they're going to play. That is, managing the state and bringing about this reconciliation. Of course, in this case, the magistrate is incredulous. He doesn't believe it. And then in the next passage, she's going to go on to explain how they're going to do that.